not so rapidly that some of you are going to outpace others. There is basically a multilateral movement among humanity to rise up in waves. Those who, of course, started awareness a long time ago have a little bit of a head start, but just because you are aware of being aware doesn't mean that you are aware. And that is very true. Awareness takes work. Awareness, it means that you listen to what you say, you listen to what other people say, you select your words with care, you develop a carefree attitude about energy, knowing that it is always being refreshed, yet you are careful and mindful of what you eat, what you watch, where you put your attention, what you speak about, and you don't simply talk to talk. You listen very carefully to the words that you say, and you make yourself expanded so that you are also hearing how other people hear what you decide to discourse about or comment upon. You are really called upon now to sharpen your wits as never, ever before. So these are just a few reminders before we move into discussion with you in this afternoon. Keep your spirits up, and more community action, socialization, sharing ideas, sharing healing techniques, sharing some meals, dinners, walks in the woods, picnics, all these things to take you back into nature with friends, family, colleagues, etc., can really help you strengthen your field. Humanity is undergoing profound, profound transformation. So, we can weave much more into what we want to say based upon what you would like us to comment on. So let's open this afternoon's discussion with some deep and thoughtful questions, and let's see what we can uncover for you. We do have things to say to you, but also you must ask the right questions to, let's say, even tap into the material, and be well aware that these sessions are being recorded, and we welcome all of those in the future who will be listening in Mystery Land, CD Land, and many, many people will be learning from this now. So, let's go for it. Who would like to ask the first question, please? State your name loud and clear. Oops, that means everyone had a big lunch.
I'll start.
All right. Go for it.
Along the lines of, you know, the creating your reality and not creating a doomsday scenario and everything, we were talking, and many of us are, you know, some of us don't live in the quote-unquote safest areas, even now. And they're, you know, they'll probably get a little bit more tumultuous. Part of the dilemma, for me anyway, and for some of the people I was speaking with, is that we're not really being impulsed to go anywhere. You know, I'm like being impulsed actually to dig in, get grounded, ground energy, clean up my house.
Redecorate.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So, you know, and I feel good and everything is fine, but I'm not available for, you know, certain things happening.
That is what we were going to mention next. What are your agreements with reality? That you must get really clear. You know, before someone passes over, they say you'd better get clear with your maker. Yes, you've heard that expression?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd best get clear, all of you, with conditions about life that you are and are not available for. Many of you have already made the decision loud and clear, you're not available for a war scenario in this lifetime. You will not engage in violence or even participate in it around you. That is a big mass agreement, although that does not mean that some areas of North America or United States will be in complete accord with that agreement. There are probable possibilities of strife and war within this country, but not from coast to coast, border to border. Again, when you make an agreement with reality, Pat, and you say, I am here to experience quality of life,